With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila.
World leaders are urging caution as Iran's missile and drone strikes on Israel escalate tensions in the Middle East. The attacks were retaliation for an airstrike on Iran's consular building in Syria. Ambassador Pendananda, the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation.
Our position is very clear. We do not support any situation that jeopardizes world peace and security. So we are encouraging the international community to continue negotiations, to reach out to both Iran and Israel in order for the situation not to escalate. Otherwise, we would face a situation that could put the security situation on the region and the world at large at risk.
We also reached out to UNAM economics lecturer Dr. Omukakuya Hamatundu for his take.
It is surprising that oil is going down. If this thing turns ugly, definitely oil supply will be affected and prices are going to go up. And again, for oil importing countries like Namibia, we are definitely going to see prices going up.
And if you take the high inflation when it comes to food, then you add, of course, oil that is driving everything in the economy. It will affect not only consumers, but also businesses.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a reminder that acts of reprisal involving the use of force are barred under international law.
I remind all member states that the Charter of the United Nations prohibits the use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state or in any other manner inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations. Furthermore, the principle of inviolability of diplomatic and consular premises and personnel must be respected in all cases in accordance with international law, as I stated when condemning the 1 April attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus.
And the Daily Maverick is shut down for today to highlight the global state of emergency in journalism, which it says is experiencing a market failure and is at risk of collapse. Daily Maverick CEO Stile Haralambos spoke to Newsroom Africa about it.
The market failure is happening. There's still an incredible amount of value being created for society through journalism, but the current economics no longer work to sustain the production of journalism. So we have a problem and we need business to help. We need the public to help. And also importantly, we need policy reform and regulations that can actually make the support of journalism easier to happen.
We also reached out to veteran journalist and chair of the Namibia Media Trust, Gwen Lister.
I think the significance is mirrored by the fact that journalism is in a huge crisis on a global level. There is incredible crisis for journalism and the knock-on effects on democracy, on the economy. I think they put it this way and said the crisis is bigger than us. It's bigger than one newsroom in any story. And this is why they're making such a bold statement. Their position might have carried so much more weight had all the media decided in South Africa to shut down for the day, because then people really would have sat up and taken notice. But certainly the intention behind what they've done is very noble and very important.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.